do the heavy breathing, baby. Here we go. And welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, once again to another edition of Reverend Billy's Rhythm Revival, right here talking at you, squawking at you right over your radio station.
Oh, you ain't gonna make a cotton picker out of me.
How about a little Eddie Cochran from the past?
No, you ain't gonna make a cotton picker out of me.
Gonna be a good one, y'all. Stick around.
You can make a man laugh, or make a man cry, shake the stars right out of the sky, but you ain't gonna make a cotton picker out of me.
Thanks for stopping in today, Eddie.
No, you ain't gonna make a cotton picker out of me. No, you ain't gonna make a cotton picker out of me. You can make me sweat, make me steam. You can make me rock, rock, rock till I scream. But you ain't gonna make a cotton picker out of me. No, you ain't gonna make a cotton picker out of me. No, you ain't gonna make a cotton picker out of me. You can make me laugh, make me cry, make me roll, roll, roll till I die. But you ain't gonna make a cotton picker out of me. No, you ain't gonna make a cotton picker out of me. No, you ain't gonna make a cotton picker out of me. You can make me poor, make me rich, make me 1 to 7 year itch, but you ain't gonna make a cotton picker out of me. No, you ain't gonna make a cotton picker out of me. No, you ain't gonna make a cotton picker out of me. You can make me sing, make me dance, make me rock right out of my pants, but you ain't gonna make a cotton picker out of me. No, you ain't gonna make a cotton picker out of me. No.
Come on over, baby, whole lot of shaking going on. Yes, I say come on over, baby. Chicken in the corner. Woo, huh? Come on over, baby. Baby got the bull by the horn. We ain't faking. Whole lot of shaking going on. Yeah, I said shake, baby, shake. I said shake, baby, shake. I said shake it, baby, shake it. I said shake, baby, shake. Come on over.
Shake it, baby, shake it. Shake it, baby, shake it. Ooh.
Times you hear it, it's just hang on, Richard, we'll get to you in just a second. You know, no matter how many times you hear Surfing Bird, or at least no matter how many times I hear it, it's just a reminder that, you know, being loud and stupid and dumb in this country every now and then can get you places, or at least remembered long before the days of Rush Limbaugh and Fox. We had Surfing Bird on an equal evolutionary plane. At any rate, where are we here? And we are listening to Jerry Lee Lewis. We had Jerry Lee doing a whole lot of shaking here. We're going to let him set on with the...
drive a man insane.
We got all our cues running tonight on run, and got some new equipment, got some old stuff. It breaks down as ever. And we just roll on through the night here on Reverend Billy's Rhythm Revival, your one and only place for great rock and roll and just kind of inane chatter on in cyberspace on the air.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain.
Jerry Lee.
Love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. I let you love what I thought it was funny. You came along and woo, now honey, I've changed my mind. This love is fine. Goodness just great balls of fire. Kisses the baby, feels good. Hold me, baby. Well, I want to love you like I love a shoe. You're fine, so kind. Tell this world that you're mine, that you're my nail down and I twiddle my thumb. I'm real on earth, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby, it drives me crazy. It's just great balls of fire. Hold me, baby. Well, I want to love you like I love a should. You're fine, so kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine. That you're my hill and I twiddle on my thumb. Real nervous, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby, drive crazy. Great balls of fire.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know, you can say what you want about Mr. Jerry Lee Lewis, and a lot of people have said a whole lot of things about him. But listen, let me hip you to the fact that Jerry Lee Lewis was also an amazing genius, just a brilliant artist. And that whole style that he has of that pumping left hand, he called it Jerry Lee Lewis and his pumping piano. He developed this. This kid did this when he was like 21 years old, and this piano was something that came out of rhythm and blues and country, but yet it was something entirely different, entirely and totally cool. And the only place you're going to hear it is right here on the Rhythm Revival when we follow it up with another one.
Open up a honey, it's your lover boy, me that's knocking.
Oh, by the way, this was used for a movie called High School Confidential, which was one of the first. It starred Russ Tamblyn, and it had Jackie Coogan, the guy that went on to later play Uncle Fester, as the drug dealer. And this was a song, or excuse me, a movie about marijuana dealers.
Open up a honey, it's your love.
Oh, sorry, it was called High School Confidential. All right, sorry. Oh, yeah, by the way, every now and then we do stop and talk on the show. Here we go.
Open up a honey, it's your lover boy, me that's knocking. Why don't you listen to me, sugar? All the cats are at the high school rocking. Honey, get your bopping shoes before the jukebox blows the fuse. Everybody hopping, everybody's bopping, bopping at the high school hop. Bopping at the high school hop, taking at the high school hop, hopping at the high school hop, rocking at the high school hop. Well, everybody hopping, everybody's bopping, bopping at the high school hop. Come on, little baby, let's rock a little bit tonight. Ooh, let's together with the sugar, let's shake it up tonight. Well, my heart's a beating rhythm and my feet are moving smooth and light. Well, bopping at the high school hop, bopping at the high school hop, shaking at the high school hop, moving at the high school hop. Everybody bopping, everybody rocking, bopping at the high school hop. Now let's go! Baby, I'm gonna give you some good news. Look at here, speak to mama, let's burn off all my shoes. Hey, my heart's a beating rhythm, my soul is singing the blues. Well, I'm popping at the high school hop, popping at the high school hop, jumping at the high school hop, rolling at the high school hop. Well, everybody hopping, everybody's bobbing, bobbing at the high school hop. Now let's go! Woo!
Well, my baby called me in, drew a line on the floor, said the things you used to do, you ain't gonna do them no more. So I'm walking the chalk line, trying with all my might. I'm walking the chalk line, trying with all my might, 'cause I love my baby darling, trying to do things right. She says to walk, walk, walk that chalk line. 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 Walk that chalk line. Got to treat my baby right. Said I had to do right, got to walk the chalk line day and night. And I'm walking the chalk line, walking both day and night. And I'm walking the chalk line, trying to treat my baby right. Well, I used to go out about every night, but now I stay at home 'cause it just ain't right. And I'm walking the chalk line, walking chalk line, walking chalk line, trying to treat my baby right.
chalk line. Walk, walk, walk that chalk line. Walk that chalk line. Got to treat my baby right.
It's Reverend Billy Seawertz reminding you to please show your love and support for the Rhythm Revival by hitting us up at rhythmrevival.podomatic.com. That's right. Go to rhythmrevival.podomatic.com, the homepage for this show. And over there on the right-hand side, you'll see the little PayPal icon, and your tips, your contributions, and your love donations help us to keep it rolling through the midnight hours on into the next day. Reverend Billy saying thank you so much. Amen, friends.
Hey, 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 mama, look at little sis out in the backyard shaking like this. Hey, 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 look at little sister. Hey, 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 ooh, look at little sister. What about the neighbors? What they gonna say? Stop little sister's getting carried away. Hey, hey, hey.
time that we would actually sit around there and pass around our bong and go, well, wow, man, that guy's like, man, he's like a genius. Like, man, like, I don't dig it, but I mean, it's like, he's got to be, man. And that was Frank Zappa. And that was indeed, that was early Frank Zappa and the original Mothers of Invention. So now you got to understand, you say, well, Rev, how did you end up the way you do, and what is it about the music you dig? Well, there's the whole thing. I was listening to Zappa on one hand and checking him out, listening to stations like WHFS and all that great music. And on the other hand, I was working at Glenn's Music and the Soul Shack and places like that in downtown D.C., and find gospel music, and I find rhythm and blues. But mainly I found this group called the Mighty Clouds of Joy, and right about the same time I'm listening to Frank Zappa, I would listen to Frank Zappa, and then I put on something that went like this.
Oh, swing low,
swing low,
sweet chariot, you know it's coming,
coming
for the
carry
me home. And I looked over there. What did I see?
Coming for to
carry me home. Oh, it was a band of angels. They were coming, coming after me. I know they were coming,
coming
for to
carry
me home. That's when I said again, I said this, I said, swing low, Lord have mercy, sweet chariot. I know it's coming,
coming
for to carry me home. Oh, swing low, sweet old chariot. I know it's coming
for
to carry me home. Yes. Said I've never been to heaven, but I've been told, you know it's coming to
carry
me home. Oh, the street of gold. Oh, it's filled with gold. That's why I know it's coming
for
the
carry.
One more time, I'm gonna say, swing low,
sweet
old chariot. I said it's coming,
coming
for to carry me home.
Oh,
swing low,
sweet
old chariot. I know it's
coming
for to
carry.
Thank you.
just swings like there's no tomorrow. Oh, God, I love it. I'll tell you what, we got to hear one more about these guys. This is just the best. The Mighty Clouds of Joy.
Lord, when I'm across Chili Joe, stand by me. When I'm across Chili Joe, stand by me. When I've done best I can, my best friend don't want to understand. You told me that you had all power in your hand. Want you to stand by me. Another thing, when I'm a grown, old and feet, stand by me. When I'm a growing, old and feet, stand by me. Oh, I know you can. If you will, fight my battle about this. Keep still. I'm not worried because I know you can stand by me. And when I'm a shit is no job,
Mighty Clouds of Joy. We'll be right back on the Rhythm Revival with yours truly, Reverend Billy C. Wirtz, and a whole lot more of what you came here for. Stick around.
Oh, look at that monkey jump.
And friends, if you want to make that monkey jump, you need to join Reverend Billy C. Wirtz's First House of Polyester Worship. That's right. For a love donation of $20 or more, I will send you your official First House of Polyester Worship membership certificate suitable for framing on the wall, a genuine Reverend Billy Wirtz prayer rug, and offer one, two, or three Reverend Billy's House Party, Reverend Billy's Makeout Music, or Deep Fried and Sanctified, a collection of my favorites to keep you going when I can't be there with you. Friends, drop me a line at RevBilly88, that's RevBilly88 at AOL.com for further details on how you too can be in that number right here on the Rhythm Revival. So back in the late 1940s, coming out of World War II, you have rhythm and blues arriving on the secular scene, making this huge mark. And in the gospel world, the spiritual world, you have this new gospel music, these quartets that have come out since the 1930s, and they keep getting a harder and more edgy sound, and they have this musical perfection, and it's just, you know, it goes from being the most simple four-part harmony to these very sophisticated groups with sophisticated players and the best of the best playing this music. And on this, upon this whole scene comes this young guy from Chicago by the name of Cook, and they said the first day he came to try out with the Soul Stirrers. The guy looked at him and said, well, he's pretty, but can he sing? Sure, he could sing. He actually turned out to be one of those one-in-a-million voices of a generation. At any rate, this is what Sam Cooke sounded like at 18 with the Soul Stirrers and literally turning the black church inside out and upside down. They said it was like being in Elvis and the Beatles all at the same time. It was pretty cool, and it went like this.
Whoa, there was a woman in the Bible days. She had been sick, sick so very long. But she heard my Jesus was passing by, so she joined the gathering throng. And while she was pushing her way through, someone asked her, what are you trying to do? She said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made whole. She cried, oh, Lord, and oh, Lord, and oh, Lord, and oh, Lord. Said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made whole. Her money here and there until she had no more to spare. The doctors, they done all they could, but their medicine would do no good. When she touched him, the Savior didn't see, but still he turned around and cried, somebody touch me. She said, it was I who just touch the hem of your garment, I know I'll be made whole right now. She stood there crying, oh, 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 and oh, oh, Lord, and oh, Lord. Said if I could just touch the hem of your garment, I know I'll be made whole right now.
I heard that when I was about 15 years old, right in the middle of all Jimi Hendrix and the psychedelic era. I went back to my hometown of Aiken, South Carolina, and I just decided to go check out some gospel music. And I went and I saw that kind of energy, that kind of intensity. I saw that played with just like me and, oh God, it was like 2,000 other people, and I was the only light-skinned one, and there was this amazing energy in the room, and oh, my life has just never been the same since. I love this music. I love playing it and listening to it, and it just gets all inside me. At any rate, I hope you all dig it as much as I do, and I appreciate you all sitting in and listening to me babble along with this fine, fine music. A little more Sam Cooke here one time.
Oh, Jesus gave me water. Jesus gave me water. Jesus gave me water. I want to let his praises swell. Jesus gave me water. Jesus gave me water. Jesus gave me water, and it was not
in the well.
Well, there was a woman from Samaria came to the well to get some water. There she met a stranger who did a story tell. That a woman dropped a pitcher, she drank and was made richer from the water he gave her, and it was not in the well. Yes, gave her water. Jesus gave her water. Jesus gave her water. I wanna let his praises swell. Jesus gave her water. He gave that woman water. Gave a living, loving, lasting water, and it was not
in
bread. Well, on that woman he had pity. She ran back to the city, crying glory, hallelujah, and did his wonders tell. She left my Savior singing. She came back to him bringing the town seed of water, Lord, and it was not in the well. Yes, gave her water. Jesus gave her water. Jesus gave her water. I want to let his praises swell. Jesus gave that woman water. Gave her that loving, lasting water. Water, and it was not in the well. Well, Lord, that woman left for shouting. There was no room for doubting that she had met a Savior who did her wonders tell. Every time she doubted, she started to think about him, the man that gave her that water, Lord, and it was not in the well. Yes, gave her water. Jesus gave her water. Jesus gave her water. I want to let his praises swell. Tell you he gave that woman water. Gave her that loving, lasting water. Water, 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 loving water. And it was not in the well.
For people that ask why I go so crazy over gospel music, I refer them to songs like that. That song is so good, we're going to play that again. And when I play it again, listen to what the bass player, the bass singer, listen to the bass part that he's singing out. And by the way, remember, this is a cappella. It gets by you. There's no instruments. It's so perfect. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what I consider to be perfect music. This is what human beings sound like when it's just at their absolute most wonderful, creative, and harmonious. Once again, Sam Cooke of the Soul Stirrers with Jesus Gave Me Water.
Oh, Jesus
gave me water.
Jesus gave me water. Jesus
gave me water.
I want to let his praises swell. Jesus gave me water. Jesus gave me water. Jesus gave me water. And it was not
in bread.
Well, there was a woman from Samaria came to the well to get some water. There she met a stranger who did a story tell. That a woman dropped a pitcher, she drank and was made richer from the water he gave her, and it was not
in the well.
Yes, gave her water. Jesus gave her water. Jesus gave her water. I wanna let his praises swell. Jesus gave her water. He gave that woman water. Gave a living, loving, lasting water. And it was not
in bread.
Well, on that woman he had pity. She ran back to the city, crying glory, hallelujah, and did his wonders tell. She left my Savior singing. She came back to him bringing the town seed of the water, Lord, and it was not
in the well.
Yes, gave her water. Jesus gave her water. Jesus
Jesus gave the water, I want to let his praises swell. Jesus gave that woman water, gave her that loving less than water. Water, and it was not in. Well, Lord, that woman left for shouting. There was no room for doubting that she had met a Savior who did her wonders tell. Every time she doubted, she started to think about him, the man that gave her that water, Lord, and it was not in the well. Yes, gave her water, Jesus gave her water, Jesus gave her water. I want to let his praises swell. Tell you he gave that woman water, gave her that loving less than water. Water, 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 loving water, and it was not in the well.
Sam Cooke of the Soul Stirrers right here on the Rhythm Revival, going into our last little segment for this hour. Yours truly, Reverend Billy Seward, saying thank you so very much for tuning me in the show. I hope you're enjoying just as much as what I'm enjoying putting it down for you. I always love playing this great gospel. Hey friends, it's Reverend Billy Seward reminding you to please show your love and support for the Rhythm Revival by hitting us up at rhythmrevival.podomatic.com. That's right, go to rhythmrevival.podomatic.com, the homepage for the show. And over there on the right-hand side, you'll see the little PayPal icon, and your tips, your contributions, and your love donations help us to keep it rolling through the midnight hours on into the next day. Reverend Billy saying, thank you so much. Amen, friends. Coming back to you one more time here on the Rhythm Revival, yours truly, Reverend Billy. Now, listen, folks, we've been listening to Sam Cooke and the Soul Stirrers. We've also been checking out the Mighty Clouds of Joy. Joe Logano and the Mighty Clouds of Joy, one of my favorite groups of all time. I remember when I met Joe Logano out in California, I was just shaking. I said, man, you're the coolest guy in the whole world. And they just are, man. They had a great sound. What they did was, I really liked the way they took kind of the traditional songs, even some of the ones like Family Circle and all that, that everybody knew them as other songs or kind of more folk songs, but they put a good rockin' beat to them. And they were kind of in that era where there was like soul and rhythm and blues and gospel were trading back and forth. And the results was just some absolutely fabulous music. Check this one out here. This is called Man, what is it? Man Can't Get No Satisfaction. Oh, wait a minute. Sorry, back it up again. And words. Try it again. Two. Here we go. Oh, this is great. This sounds like high heel sneakers. All right, hold on, hold on, hold on.
Man can't get no, satisfaction. Doesn't matter how hard he tries. It doesn't matter how hard he tries. Mothers, fathers, but men need his love. He tried, but men need his love. Listen, men are successful in everything they do. They even put a man on the moon. They won't have peace in their heart till they put a man on Mars. What a man need is a lot. You don't have a lot. You don't have no satisfaction. If you don't have a lot, you don't have no satisfaction. If you don't have a lot, you ain't got no satisfaction. What a man need. I got satisfaction. I have no money, but I got satisfaction. I got it. No, I got it. Only one moment. I got the law. Told me to go. I'll go with you. Open your mouth. Speak for you. Satisfaction. I got the law. Satisfaction. Can't nobody tell me I got the law. Oh, I got it. I got it. It makes me walk right. Satisfaction. Makes me talk right. Satisfaction. Holy Ghost. Satisfaction. Said I got it in my hand. I got it all over me. I got it.
never forget. I saw that at about 15 years old at the Bell Auditorium in Augusta, Georgia on a hot Sunday night. And yeah, I was, man, I'll tell you, that was otherworldly. Joe Logano, the Mighty Clouds of Joy, and yeah, they were all of that live. Trust me, everything you hear on record was just a barrel warm-up for what those guys had in their ammo live. Oh, never forget it. At any rate, I can't stop talking when it feels this good. I'm going to play one more by these guys. Listen, well, another thing they used to be famous for was they had this guy with them named Shot, I believe his name was, and this guy was known for these high notes that he would hit. This is one of these things that these gospel groups, you know, instead of like the wild guitar player, they would have these guys that were like these high note singers. They were like kind of like the high C players in jazz bands. At any rate, these guys would be famous for who could hit these falsetto notes and hold them. Listen to this thing here. This guy could shatter glass. I heard this guy, too. He was with them at the time. It goes like this right here.
Triple on time. to treat my friend.
What I do?
Yeah. I tell her all sometimes. Fill me, oh, fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with the Holy Spirit.
I need to be a little humble, chilling.
Why don't you tell him to?
When they swing open that
door,
let me walk on in.
So I got one more thing I want to tell them right here.
It's all right now.
Lord, I'm tired.
Yes.
Do you ever get tired sometimes of the load I'm carrying?
Mm-hmm.
Look at here.
Hey y'all, I hate to roll, I got to go, but I love you so. Reverend Billy saying, I'm gonna plant you now and dig you slightly later because you ain't nothing but a fine little sweet potato. But the next time our paths cross, don't get mad, don't fuss, I'm gonna save your seat on the big old B-back bus. Till the next time, Reverend Billy saying, bye-bye, darling. Good night, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning me in.